This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iran's nuclear ambitions are provoking a new round of diplomacy. Representatives from the European Union and Iran sat down yesterday in Vienna to discuss a package of incentives. The EU is offering to share peaceful nuclear technology with Iran if Iran agrees to stop all activities related to uranium enrichment. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that the Bush administration opposes the European offer.
In dealing with Iran, the United States and the leading nations of Europe have long differed on what approach is most effective. The Europeans, notably France, Germany, and Great Britain, have favored engagement to persuade Iran to abandon any hidden ambitions to acquire nuclear weapons. More specifically, the Europeans want Iran to end any activities related to the enrichment of uranium. Highly enriched uranium is an explosive ingredient in a nuclear weapon. The Bush administration has consistently argued that negotiation is fruitless and will hasten the day when Iran acquires atomic bombs. Yesterday, the Europeans made their most controversial offer so far. In addition to a lucrative trade pact, the Europeans are believed to have told Iran it can expect to acquire nuclear fuel for its reactors and power plants, and even possibly light water reactors as well. These reactors make it more difficult to acquire plutonium. When this package was under discussion with the U.S. in Washington last week, U.S. officials were dismissive. At the State Department, spokesman Richard Boucher made it clear the U.S. has not signed on.
The issue is not what might the Europeans be prepared to do if Iran were to comply fully, but is Iran going to comply fully or not? Any discussion at this point of what might happen if the Iranians complied is probably pretty hypothetical because consistently the Iranians have shown a pattern of not being willing to comply.
Iranian officials who attended the meeting with the Europeans said they would send the proposal back to Tehran for study. Reformist President Mohammad Khatami maintained Iran has a legal right to uranium enrichment for peaceful purposes, but he insisted his nation has no desire to acquire nuclear weapons. Our program is completely transparent, Khatami said in Tehran on Wednesday. We don't want anything illegal. We are totally prepared, he added, to cooperate with the rest of the world to provide assurances we won't divert our program for weapons production. This negotiation is facing a late November deadline when the next meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency will take place. So far, the IAEA has overseen this issue. But the U.S. and Europe agree that if Iran does not come into full compliance by then, the matter will be referred to the U.N. Security Council. At that point, Iran could face the possibility of international economic sanctions or more threatening actions. For almost a year, the Bush administration has been trying to involve the Security Council, and recently Undersecretary of State John Bolton expressed frustration at the reluctance of other nations to take such a step.
We're talking about discussions in the Security Council chamber, not the star chamber. We don't have whips and chains around the side of it. We don't have permanent representatives stretched out on racks. We don't have thumbscrews for foreign ministers. We're talking about the Security Council.
But there's no guarantee that the Security Council will be capable of taking concerted action. Russia and China have not indicated they support economic sanctions, and other nations may be worried about the effect of an Iranian trade embargo on the already high price of oil. And then there is the recent record of the Bush administration on Iraq, says Joe Cirincione, an expert on nuclear proliferation at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Because of the way we hijacked the UN security process to wage a war in Iraq, nations, and including our close allies, are concerned that we will hijack this process to lead a war against Iran after the November elections.
It is not clear what position the Bush administration will take if Iran does accept the European package. The proposal of light water reactors is similar to what the Clinton administration offered North Korea 10 years ago to stop Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. That was a deal that never had the support of many Republicans who now hold key positions in the government. Mike Schuster, NPR News.